Hello guys, good morning and welcome to Life is Too Short for Matching Socks. I'm Samantha Morgan and I'm excited about our new topic, which is, not sure. So, have you ever got an idea, ran out, told some people, and you were so excited about it that you thought that they were so excited as well? Like, you were just like, yeah, and we're going to do this, and I believe we're going to do this, and this is what's going to happen, and then we're going to walk around, and we're going to do this, and this, this, this. And then you're just like, you're thinking, they're like, yeah, that sounds great. And you're like, oh my gosh. And they're like, and you're asking them, hey, you want to help me? You want to help me continue? You want to help me do this? And they're like, yeah, girl, sure, boy, we can do it. And by the end of you trying to get stuff done, you are drained, you are tired, you feel like you just ran a whole marathon, and the people that you started out with was not there. Well, let me help you a little bit. Maybe it's me, but this is what I think. I think that we get so excited with something, we run with it, one, too quickly. Two, to the wrong people, even though we feel like they're our friends, so they, you know, they're... We have this thing where we feel like we're friends, so they're obligated. Or we feel like they're friends, so we know they're going to do it because we're friends. And three, they wasn't excited about it. But because you were excited about it, you assume that everybody around you was excited. We have got to be more careful. We've got to be so careful when we are given an assignment, that we just don't run with it, that we sit on it for a little while. It's so vital that we sit on what we're given and making sure that we go to the right people and we go to the right places and we go to the right ministers, because it's important that the people that you're connected to don't suck you dry. Because what happens is we get excited. We get the assignment, super excited about it. We run and tell people, and we're thinking, hey, they're going to help us. Okay, we're good. And you're thinking, because you were excited, that they were excited. And in the middle of it, they start dropping like flies. Or you have that one person that's helping, but they're not really helping. They're just kind of there, and they're kind of like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. Oh, yeah, that sounds great. And what do you need me to do? Okay, I'm going to do it. When do you need it done by? Oh, yeah, I'll try to get it done. They never get it done on time. And not only that, they bring their junk with. So what happens is we're doing way more than we were assigned to do, because not only did they not do their part, but you got to pick their part up and pick their pieces up as well, pieces of what they're broken about, pieces of what they're going through at the time. You have to pick all that up. So you're carrying, not only are you carrying your assignment, which you're supposed to do, but you're carrying their assignment too, because they weren't given an assignment. So their assignment was to distract you, was to wear you down without even knowing it. I'm going to say that again. Their assignment was to weigh you down without even knowing it. Not saying that people are doing it on purpose, but you did it to yourself. We have to take responsibility for what we do ourselves. We don't never want to take responsibility for what we did. Why am I so drained? Was you told to tell the world yet? You know, when you're pregnant, the first 3 months they tell you it's vital to just relax. You know, a lot of times they say don't say anything because you're at a very high risk. You can lose the baby or something like that. Same thing. Everything we do relates back to giving birth. I don't care what it is. It really does. If you really do sit down and think about it, it always relates back to that. Any preacher will tell you that. But we have to be careful on who we tell our great ideas to. Yes, we know this already, but do you know that the people that you're running to, because we are naive when it comes to our friends. Oh boy, are we not? We have friends that we be like, man, you can't tell me nothing bad about. What you talking about? No, that ain't happen. It can't be. I know she was helping me. No, sometimes they hinder you. Not on purpose. Understand that it's not on purpose, and then sometimes it is. Sometimes it's just people simply not as enthused or excited about what you're doing. They just want a piece of the pie when it becomes something big and successful. So what do? You're drained because you're taking on way more than you were supposed to. So I want to encourage you guys to be mindful of who you're telling these things to, and listen when you're telling them and their response. Look at the body language if you're in person of the people that you're telling. Because a lot of people be looking at you like, oh God, here she go again. She finna do something else. Ooh, I'm so sick of it. And you can tell. You can tell. It goes back to having discernment. But if you don't have a discernment, it's as simple as reading body language. Listen, your body tells everything that needs to be said if you pay attention. The people that you're talking to, their body language says everything. Their facial, listen, facial expressions will tell you everything. But when that body shifts to the left or the right, you should know, okay, wait a minute. You know what? I don't need your help doing anything. I'm just letting you know what I'm doing. Because without them knowing it, it becomes something they don't want to do. It becomes a negative thing. And here's the kicker. They're praying against you. Now, are they praying against you on purpose? No. Simply saying, Lord, hurry up. I don't feel like doing this no more. Or, ooh, I'm so tired of this person. That is really a prayer. I mean, because prayer is just simply talking to the Lord. It's simply talking out loud. So if I'm in here not want to do something, I'm praying against you because I'm sitting here doing it when I don't want to do it. And in the cost of me doing it, I'm sitting here saying, oh my God, I got to pick up all of this. Oh, I got to do all of this. I can't wait for this to be over. I'm so sick of it. That is so negative. Why do you want someone to be in the course of you delivering an awesome assignment to be like that? All because you didn't take the time to look at that person's expression, to really pray about, not even bump that first one, to pray and see what God and who God wants you to tell. Because there's a season for everything. Are you running too quickly? Because we can be running way too fast. We can be running to do something. And God was like, yeah, I told you to do it. But I ain't say do it now. Lord have mercy. I know my angels be shaking their head at me. I know my angels be like, listen, if this girl don't sit down somewhere sometimes. I'm sorry. I just know. I can see them like, listen. Woo, this child get on my nerves. And I'm sure we all do. But I just want to encourage you guys to seek the Lord first and let him tell you exactly, because he will. He will tell you exactly what to do. And I know that sometimes we be like, but it's tomorrow. We got to get this done by tomorrow. His time is not our time, but it will get done right on time. So take the time to pay attention to your friends, to your family members, to the people, even ministers, even people that you don't even know that God tells you to talk to them. Even if he tells you to talk to them, still pay attention to their body language at what you're giving them to do. Because God might say, I want you to talk to this person about it. And then you're like, they're like, well, I want to do this. And you're like, yeah, I need you to do this though. And their body language changed. Don't let them do it. And I'm sorry. That's what I believe, because that means they're not going to do it in a cheerful spirit, which means it gets done in a negative atmosphere. We don't want negative atmosphere when we're doing for God. We want to do everything in excellency. So I want to encourage you guys to remember that, not only in things of God, but in general. I want you guys to remember that when you're speaking to someone, to watch their body language, because it will tell you everything that they need to know. You ever been on the phone with someone for so long, and eventually towards the end of the conversation, or and even in the middle of it, you're like, what are we talking about? Why am I, oh my God, I don't even know why I'm on the phone with this person right now. You are wasting time that you cannot get back, that you could be doing something more positive with. But that few hours, because a lot of times we'll be on the phone for hours for no reason, you just missed out on time to do something amazing. Amazing, or a time to talk to somebody that actually needs your breath, your life. It is crucial that we pay attention to our time, that we pay attention to who we're talking to, when we're talking to people that don't want to be bothered, when you're having communication with friends that are not in the right mindset to speak to you, or that they're going through something, listen to what they're saying to you. Listen to the temperature, the way they're speaking, because something could be truly wrong, but they don't want to say because you're too busy running your mouth or you're too busy not paying attention. What kind of friend would you consider yourself? So today's topic is basically to pay attention. It will help you in the long run. It'll help you not to be rejected or feel rejected because you paid attention enough that you see that that person doesn't want to be bothered. So instead of you feeling like, oh my God, they don't like me or they don't want to be bothered with me, they just push me to the side, you can say, you know what? I feel like today is not the day. So I'm going to let you go and we're going to talk later. But let me let you know something, queen. I'm praying for you. Let me let you know something, queen. You're going to be all right. You're going to have a great day. Let's do something different tomorrow. You want to go get some ice cream? Some people need that. And as a friend, as a sister, as a mother, as an uncle, as a brother, as a husband, as a wife, that is one of your jobs to do. That is something that you should do as well. So pay attention. Pay attention to when it's your time to be still and do nothing. Those are two different things, and we have to learn when to do them. Being still and doing nothing does not mean that you're not, like, you're literally, being still is hard. Let me just say that. It is hard to just be still and do absolutely nothing. Or being still and watching God move. Watching things fall into place because you finally said, I give up. I'm not doing nothing else. Because when you keep doing stuff to control stuff, you are tying the Lord's hands. You are tying people's hands and you don't even realize it. So be still, be patient. Just watch, pay attention to the things that's going on around you. That is my podcast for today. I love you guys. You guys have a great, wonderful day. Ladies, call somebody and tell them how pretty they are. Call somebody and let them know that you were thinking about them today. Let them know that, you know, hey, today's going to be a great day for you. Fellas, call a fella up. Let them know, hey, man, how you doing? I ain't speak to you in years because, you know, men don't call nobody. Call somebody. Encourage somebody today. Step out of your comfort zone and have a wonderful day. God bless you guys.